Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Hate wins in Congress, epic virtual floods, and more news by Alex Baker Whitcomb. Tech news you can use in 2 minutes or less. Congress held a hearing on hate, and it went exactly as you thought it might. Congress called the leaders of tech to a hearing on the rise of hate crimes and white supremacy. But instead of illuminating solutions and building bridges, the haters got their way, and the tech giants got off scot-free. The hearings were mostly full of arguments and partisanship, an unfortunate par for the course that led to no real answers or progress on the issue. There are more hearings tomorrow, but if today's were any indication, we wouldn't get too hopeful. The Weather Channel really wants you to care about climate change. Lest you think the Weather Channel is old school, check out their epic graphics capabilities. The most recent display of their weather simulations begins by showing a reporter in the city of Charleston, South Carolina, surrounded by realistic graphics of the floods that are expected to take over the city by 2100. Sometimes, you have to see to believe. Facebook rolled out more features for dead people. Balancing the privacy of individuals versus the grief of losing a loved one is a tough line to balance for Facebook. But now the company is rolling out new features like memorializing profiles, tribute sections, and more access for legacy contacts to the accounts of the deceased. Cocktail conversation. Be the expert at the party with this brief history of porn. It's a lot more than raunch and weird noises. Pornographers actually developed many of the early innovations in internet marketing, and many of those successful entrepreneurs were women. Wired recommends tips and tricks for Spotify. Maybe you haven't used Spotify before, or maybe you think you're already a Spotify pro. Either way, we put together a list of the best tips and tricks to make your experience as jam-worthy as possible. More news you can use? Two photographers traveled the 2,000 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border and found one uniting thing. Border communities think the border wall is a terrible idea.